This morning, I would like to work with an image from the Bible. And I'd like to ask you to use your imaginations as we work with this image. And the image is a stairway, and at the top of the stairway, a door. Stairs and a door. So imagine going up the set of stairs and opening the door and going through the door. Let's say it's a friend's house, and you go over to your friend's house, and the door's open, so you walk in, and there's nobody on the first floor, and you hear a voice, and the voice says, "I'm upstairs, come on up." So you go upstairs in your imagination, and let's just play with this a little bit. We go upstairs, and we open the door, and there is what? A beautiful living room, and there's a couch and a fireplace and a rug, and there's beautiful windows with the light coming in. There's paintings on the walls. There's a table with flowers and a couple of chairs and a couple of glasses and a bottle of wine. In my imagination. I don't know what was in your imagination. So you sit down with your friend and you have something to drink and a nice conversation. Or let's say you're invited to a party at a house of somebody you don't know. And so you go with your friends and you go to the house, same thing, you go in and there's no one downstairs, but you can hear music upstairs. So you together go upstairs, and you open the door, and you go in, and what is there in your imagination? In my imagination, there's party. There's music, and people are in twos and threes and talking, having a glass of wine, and conversation. Somebody's dancing. It's great. Or imagine that you are invited to God's house. God calls up and says, "Come on over to my house." So you go over to God's house. You know what the address is, I guess. And downstairs, you walk in, it's just like your house. And you realize, oh, God's house is my house. But in your house, there's a stairway for some reason. And so you hear, we're working with our imagination now. Come on, work with me. Work with me. So you hear a voice. It says, "I'm up here." So you go up the stairs and you open the door. What do you see?
Your house.
Yeah, maybe so. I hope it's clean. Is God there? And what does God look like? Is Jesus there? And what does Jesus look like? Is there music? Are there angels? What's it like upstairs at God's house? Use your imagination. Well, what I'm trying to help us do is to understand what's happening in our passage in Revelation today. Revelation is an unusual book in the Bible that we often sort of avoid because it's complicated. The Revelation was written by a man named John. We don't know exactly who John was, but we think that he was a Christian who was the object of some persecution around the year maybe 95 or 100. And for whatever reason, he was exiled to the island of Patmos. And John was a very unusual person. He was one of these persons that instead of seeing what is, he sees visions. And he had lots of visions that came from God, he said. In the early church, they put a high value on prophecy, and he was a prophet. So he had a series of visions, and in the visions, he was told to write down what he saw. Now, these visions are what makes up the book of Revelation. And they're like a dream. So, you know, we have dreams at night, and often the dreams are jumbled or confused. They don't really make a lot of sense. Sometimes our dreams are sort of leftovers from the day that have been kind of repackaged a little bit differently. And we can kind of tell that we're sort of processing the anxiety of the day, or maybe a disappointment, or maybe something that was wonderful that comes up in our dream. Or sometimes a dream really doesn't have any connection with anything. But we don't take our dreams literally. Our dreams are just stuff that's going on in our head. And they might mean something, but they're not literal. Right? Okay, so Revelation is not literal. We got to make sure we work with that, because there are people who take Revelation literally. And I don't think that's the way it's meant to be taken. I don't think that's what John was doing. Well, John has a vision in which he sees into heaven. He says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I looked, and I saw a door." Well, it's a very powerful image. Looking into heaven, going up the stairway, and seeing the door. Very powerful image, and we find it in a number of places in the Bible. Something like it, anyway. You remember in Genesis, Jacob is running away from his brother Esau, and he finds himself in the middle of the desert at night, so he lays down with a rock for his pillow, and he has a dream. And in the dream, remember, there's a ladder, and there's angels going up to heaven, and angels coming down to earth. Same image, a stairway into heaven, a door into heaven. And Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, and he was sitting on a throne, and the hem of his robe filled the temple." Again, it's that image of another reality of God, of heaven. Visions that prophets see. And remember when Jesus was baptized, and he came up out of the water, and it says the heavens were opened. So he's seeing into heaven. He's having an opening into this reality we call heaven. So there, all these things are an image of two realities. Our ordinary reality that we see, and then this extraordinary reality that's more than reality. Sometimes we call it earth, and we call it heaven. But they're two realms of being, two realities. And they're connected. There's a connection, a passageway. There's a ladder or a stairway from one to the other. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the way, a passageway. "I go before you to prepare a room for you." All those images, it's that connection between heaven and earth. Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep." That's the door. So we go in and out. We can get to heaven. God's reality. All these images are powerful images that are in the Bible. We live in a material reality. We know that. We have to deal with everyday reality. Food and drink and cars and jobs and family. But there's also this other reality, a spiritual reality, God's reality. They're both real, and we have a passageway between. Well, in our reading today from Revelation, John sees into heaven. He says, "I looked, and I saw a great multitude of people standing around the throne from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, and they were dressed in white robes and holding palm branches. And they were crying out, 'Salvation belongs to God and to the Lamb.' And there were angels standing around the throne, and they fell on their faces and worshiped God. And they cried out, 'Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever.'" It's just a beautiful scene of worship in heaven. So what John is telling us that is in heaven, this other reality in heaven, there's this continual worship of God going on day and night. Never ceases. The people, the beings who are there in white robes, which means they have died and been purified, they're holding palm branches, which are signs of victory over evil and death. They've conquered evil and death. But it's not literal. This is not a literal description of heaven. This is an image that John has given us. God has given to John to give us. So use your imagination again. I want you to imagine your favorite musician or your favorite musicians, your group, whatever it is, orchestra or a rock group or jazz or Celtic music or whatever it is. And imagine that, again, you go to God's house and you go up the stairs and you open the door and there is your favorite musicians playing for God. And God is there in the midst of the musicians and he's enjoying this music, whatever it is. That's another way to imagine heaven. Maybe it's not musicians if you're not into music. Maybe it can be an art gallery. God is in the art gallery and he's walking around with his friends and he's looking at these wonderful paintings and they're just enjoying them. Or maybe it's a ballet or a dance and God is there just enjoying this dance. Whatever the image that works for you, that is what it's like in heaven, is this wonderful scene of praise and worship and God is there enjoying it. That's an image of heaven. Well, heaven is a place where there is this continual worship of God. It's going on day and night. It lasts through eternity. And that is what we are doing when we come on Sunday morning and worship God in this place. We are joining in that worship that's going on all the time in heaven. We are joining with the saints and angels in worshiping God, in praising God. And this is in our prayer book, of course. When we have the Eucharistic hymn, or Eucharistic prayer, we say, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, angels and archangels, and all the company of heaven, all those people in white robes, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, holy, holy, holy. It's right there in the prayer book. We're joining with this chorus. Evelyn Underhill, the great spiritual writer, says that worship is the response of the creation to the Creator. So she's saying is all creation worships God. Flowers and birds and mountains and oceans and dolphins and whales. It's all worshiping God. It's going on all the time. We humans are the only ones that have a hard time joining in this. We think that reality is just what we see in front of us. No, so much more. All creation. And I think all who seek beauty and truth are also joining in worship of God. Artists and musicians and poets and dancers and scientists. It's all part of this dance to worship God. We're learning more and more about the world, about the microcosm inside the atoms and medical science, and we're learning about space. You see these images from the Hubble telescope of galaxies far away, and they're this amazing swirl of solar systems and stars and galaxies and gas clouds. I mean, it's utterly beautiful. It's all part of this praise to God that's going on throughout the universe. Scientists can see that. So when we come to worship here on Sunday morning at St. Anthony's and come in through the door, we're not alone. We are joining with the whole creation in worshiping God. We are created to worship God. We are created to glorify God. And that's who we are. That's what we are here for on earth. We're not just physical beings. We're physical beings and spiritual beings. And if we're going to be whole people, if we're going to be integrated and have all of our being together, then we need to go up that stairway and go through the door. Do that worship of God. Liturgy, the prayer book, the Eucharist, is a way for us to go up the stairs and open the door and go through the door. Worship is not just entertainment. It's not a show. It's not a performance. It's not a task we have to check off. It's not a duty or job that we have to get done. Worship is like eating and breathing. It's part of our life. And heaven's not a place where angels with halos and harps sit on clouds and make jokes with each other. It's just a caricature. Heaven is God's reality. And we live in that reality when we worship God. So, let's go up the stairs, open the door, and go through the door. Amen.